Well, hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling you from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are triple diamonds with this great company of ASEA, and this is what we refer to as our Monday Motivational Call. It's a way that we kind of keep connected to certain aspects, what it takes to build this business. And a lot of times people find themselves, when they're, you know, maybe they feel like their circumstance is pretty unique to them, and it's great to them for them to hear that other people have also gone through certain bumps in the road as they built their business. Also to understand there's always light at the end of the tunnel as you're getting forward. So I love to do these interviews, love doing these interviews each and every week. We'll be interviewing diamonds to silvers to golds to bronzes to platinums, people having success and who are in the game. Tonight, I get to interview one of them, probably my favorite people in ASEA, and especially with their story, Debbie Wetzler, who is a double diamond with ASEA. Her story can really move mountains. Guys, and then y'all saw the text from me, the email, and hopefully you got plenty of calls from your partners in crime when it comes to building ASEA to definitely be on this call tonight and then get the recording out after as soon as you possibly can. But, Debbie, are you with us?
I am, Terry.
Fantastic, Debbie. Kind of as we get going with this, kind of so everybody knows who Debbie Wetzler is, kind of share a little bit, take maybe a couple minutes, share who you are, what really kind of brought you to this point in ASEA.
Okay. Well, I'm a woman who was born in Oklahoma, raised in the farmland of Oklahoma. My father was from Austin, Texas, so I feel a kinship to everyone in Austin. And I grew up and went through college and got a degree in business and fashion merchandising, and I went on to be a manager buyer for a ski shop in Aspen, Colorado. I played for a year and went to Harrah's and Lake Tahoe and was a I was in the coat check there, actually, and made lots of money and had lots of fun for a year. And brought me back east where I was a buyer for a menswear shop and then went into being an interior designer for many years, very successful, was highlighted in the Washingtonian magazine and in the Washington Post. And so I was a very successful business owner and entrepreneur. I didn't like to go to work. I found out that very early for the same company and corporate every single day. And when my father, he was an engineer for Standard Oil, and he was a very powerful, strong man. He played water polo for the University of Texas, and he was my hero. And he came down with cancer at one point, and he went through chemo and radiation, and when that took him down, I just looked at him and thought to myself, there's got to be better ways to help people be well than going through those kind of drugs. And so I shifted my interest then from interior design to wellness, and I started looking into various things that would help people because I loved helping people, and I just hated what I saw when it took my father from me. And so I went into wellness, and I found a company that Terry was a part of, and it had some extraordinary products, and I loved what the products were doing for people, but I found that the business of doing that was more difficult. I don't think it was the right vehicle by the time I got in, and so I still use the products, but it led me to ASEA, which is one of the things I will be forever grateful for, and it trained me, and so that's how I basically found ASEA.
So Deb, you were on like a mission. I mean, after your dad had his sickness, and so you started looking for a wellness company in the network marketing
yes.
space, or were you looking just to get into the wellness?
No, when I was looking, I actually was given it was a magnetic company, and I was given a magnet from a doctor from Johns Hopkins when I broke my back sledding with my kids. And he had told me that had taken away his wife's pain. She had a very rare form of cancer, and those magnets was the only thing that had taken her pain away. So when I broke my back, I put the magnet on my back, and sure enough, it relieved my pain, and my back healed in 3 weeks. Was pretty significant, and So I was on a mission to find something, and I was introduced to network marketing. And I remember sitting there in the audience for the first time. I was listening to this extraordinary woman who had come from New York City and been in the stock market, and she had said how network marketing had changed her life, and she talked about leverage and residual income. And I just sat there stunned, thinking, wow. This has got to be a great way to make a living, to introduce this to people, really good products, and to have that leverage and that residual income just seemed extraordinary to me. And it's the first time I'd heard about it, and I couldn't believe it was the first time because I was in my very early 40s at that point. And so it was just amazing to me. And so I immediately embraced the concept of network marketing, loved it, and I've never had any negative experiences. I've always loved it. I think it's a great way to make a living.
Yeah, you and me both. And so when you were kind of at the other company, and kind of take us back to where you were when you were introduced to ASEA.
Well, as I said, I've been very successful, and so I share this story, and, you know, it can be embarrassing to some degree when you've gone through a bankruptcy. It's not something that I was very proud of or anything, but it was what was happening at the time. And I share it just to give other people hope, basically. And so what had happened is I'd gone through a divorce, and half my money went. And then I had gone to work, actually, for a children's website, temporarily while I was still doing the wellness stuff. But I wanted to help this person with a website, and so I was making very good money through that. And it went bankrupt in 2008. And so I was literally without money coming in, and he didn't do it in a very good way. He actually just didn't tell us and didn't show up for work, and it went on. And we probably kept coming back in for a month because before he had been late with the checks before. So anyway, so we finally realized what was happening, and I started looking for jobs. And in 2008, that was very hard. Nobody was hiring, and at that point, I was older, so there was not too many jobs, you know, on the market. So I finally, I thought of this beautiful restaurant that we have here that's lots of fun, and it's open, and people were making very good money. So I finally thought, okay, I was a server many years ago in Aspen, Colorado for a while, I can go in and be a server. And it took me 6 times going in trying to get that job. And they finally said okay. They accepted me because they weren't sure I could even keep up with the 20-year-olds around me. And so I started working as a server. It was probably one of the most stressful times in my whole life because I had a home. I had a daughter who had gone through a lot with what had happened to her, with her father and her brother leaving in the same month. Her brother went off to college and her father left, and she was without any male interaction. She had adored her father, and he really never came back, and she was going through a very tough time. And I remember her going from straight A's to F's. And so I was there to try to support her, to tell her that she was loved, and that it wasn't her fault, and all the things that you go through in a divorce. And I was stressed out about that. I wasn't making enough money to keep my mortgage going. I was making enough money. Montgomery County is a very expensive county, and so, you know, I was paying for utilities and food and everything, but I was getting further and further behind on my mortgage. And so I heard about loan modifications. I started applying for those so I could get a lower interest so I could save my house. But they kept telling me I didn't make enough money. And so finally, 4 years into that process, I got the letter that stated that they were going to foreclose on my house. And I really did freak out. I mean, I was panicked, and I had no one to talk to. You feel so alone in those days because you don't want to tell your parents or your mother about this because all she's going to do is stress out, and she was older, and you can't have friends. Nobody can help you with that. Nobody can give you thousands of dollars to get you back on track. And so you're completely alone. And so, and my daughter's face just flashed in front of me, and she just I just couldn't look her in the face and just tell her now we were going to lose our house. I just couldn't do that. And so I went up and I got on my knees and I prayed wholeheartedly to have something that, again, I could help people with. I was hoping it was in the wellness arena, but that would turn me around financially, and I needed it very quickly. And it was the very next day. It was the quickest answer to a prayer I think I've ever had. Cindy Buck from Colorado called, and we had known each other for years through the other wellness company. That was one of the most beautiful things about the other wellness company. It gave me so many friends. She didn't know what I was going through at the time. She eventually did find out because I told her, and she just couldn't believe it. She said, "Debbie Wetzler, you're not the person I expected to be a server in a restaurant." And but she told me about ASEA, and she told me that there had been a medical scientific breakthrough, and I needed to learn about it. And when I watched the video that Alan Noble, who we all know, did, it was the only video out at the time, I just sat there and watched it and watched it four times, and I thought, man, this has got to be huge if this is true. And I'm lucky enough, and I've been with her a lot, she's re-engaged in the business, to have a girlfriend who's a molecular biologist who's graduated from Johns Hopkins, very smart, oversees research and all kinds of studies at NIH, and she's had other jobs in biotech companies. And I thought if anybody would know about this, that it would be her. And so I took this information to her. I drove all the way to Virginia, put the information down in front of her. I'll never forget, and we still talk about that day when I went over there, and she just looked at it and she said, "Debbie, we've been studying this for 17 years. And we've had scientists from around the world come here to try to stabilize these molecules, and nobody's been able to do it. We thought it was virtually impossible. Are you telling me that somebody was finally able to stabilize these molecules outside the human body in a bioactive form?" And I looked at her and I said, "Yes." And she said, "Debbie, this is massive. This is going to change the medical field as you know it." And I sat there stunned. She worked in the mental division. She told me all kinds of things that are not compliant to say, but she told me that these molecules are very small. They're four atoms or less. They would cross the blood-brain barrier. We'd see results all over the body and going through the blood-brain barrier, and it was going to turn people around for what she knew about these products. And she was the one that explained it to me, and that's all it took for me. I was pretty healthy. I didn't figure I'd even feel that much from him, and I just started calling people. I'd already seen the safety studies. I'd already heard that they'd done millions of dollars. It was completely non-toxic. It couldn't hurt anybody. And I just started calling everybody I knew. But I only had 20 minutes a day to do it in. At the restaurant I worked for, we had to be at work at 10, but we worked till midnight or 1 or 2. And I worked double shifts so that I would make enough money to keep going. And so I had a break from 4 to 4:20 every day, and I pretty much booked Cindy. I'd say, "Can you be on the phone with me for 20 minutes every day?" And I would go, and I would take my cards. I had my names on index cards, so I could just pull a few and take them with me. I'd call the people, and I'd say, "Listen, I've come upon something extraordinary, and I care about you. I really love you. I don't care what you do with this, but I really want you to know about this." And I'd say, "Would you take 5 minutes to watch a video?" And really all of them said yes, people that I knew. And so the next day I'd call with Cindy on the line. And she luckily had been to many Medicias down in Salt Lake City, and she was able to answer all the questions. And I learned and learned. I listened to everything she said over and over until I had learned it myself. And people just would come out and say, "You know, this sounds like the Fountain of Youth. Why wouldn't I try it?" I'd say, "It's completely up to you, but I just wanted you to know about it." And people started signing up and getting the product. And I started seeing miracle after miracle. And the first person I got it on was my mother. She had extraordinary results with this at age 88 that I was just stunned about. But more and more of my friends with many different health issues came around, and some of the things I saw just just stunned me. And I remember introducing this to a doctor friend of mine who was completely gray after we saw one of the people he got it on because he'd never seen anything like this in his medical profession. And he said, Debbie, you just don't understand. Doctors don't see things like this. And I just kept getting more and more excited. I don't think I could get any more excited, but every day I seem to be, about what this product could do. And I got a check the first week that covered everything that I had spent already, which was great to me because it took me 3 days to make enough money to even sign up with one case because that's all I could do. And by the end of the first month, I put in for the loan modification again and said, I've got a second job. This is what I'm making in my second job. I expect to make this in my second month. They reopened my case. It saved my house. They approved me for the first time. And I went on and kept working my 20 minutes a day. And if I had a day off, I would, of course, do more. I was totally focused. I didn't do anything else except look after my daughter and do this. And by the end of 2012, or in June of 2012, my son was getting married, and I was able to go in to Clyde's and tell them that I was quitting. And I was there to help my son help fix his part of his wedding and pay for part of it. It was probably the proudest moment of my life. And it was extraordinary to me. At that point, I had started making six figures. And it completely turned me around. And, you know, it's hard to describe in words what all this meant to me. How proud I was that I was able to do this because of this company, because of extraordinary people who were my mentors, who helped me. And I kept seeing amazing people coming in. I remember when I heard Terry Latham was in, and I just thought, wow, this is great. We are attracting the cream of the cream of the cream. And I kept observing that some of the people that I was unsure about never did come into ASEA, but I know we're attracting beautiful people, who caring people, who want to make money, and I'm not ashamed to say that, because the more money you make, the more you help your own family, but also the more people you've gotten this on. And so that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to attract people who want to share this with a lot of people so I can get this on thousands of people. And that's what happened to me.
Wow, so you had 20 minutes a day when you first started kicking this thing off.
Mm-hmm.
And on your first day, it started making contacts. So I'm assuming you started making your first contacts during that time?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And then you would call them and say what you're going to say, send them the information, and your follow-up would probably more than likely be the following day?
Yes, pretty much. I'd say I'm going to call you in about the same time tomorrow. Is that all right? Because I'd like to answer your questions. And they all said okay. I mean, I started with my very warm market, my very good friends, and I lived a lot of different places, so I had a lot of different friends. And they all said okay to that. So that's who I started with. And as it's not as easy when you're getting into a little bit cooler markets and stuff like that. But all my really good friends all jumped on. They're all still on the product.
Wow. And when you call them, you shared with me before, every time you called somebody on their follow-up, you always had somebody on the phone with you.
I did. And it was usually Cindy. There weren't that many people in. If Cindy couldn't cover it, Chuck and Tammy Gates were there because that's who signed up, Cindy and Beau. And so the Gates were there for me a lot also. I had worked with them before, also in the other company.
When you did a follow-up and you had somebody on the phone, because I've had some, sometimes I guess certain people might feel a little bit uneasy calling with somebody on the phone without notifying the people first.
Mm-hmm.
How did you handle that when you made your initial follow-up with them?
Well, I didn't really have a choice. I didn't have time to set up a bunch of three-ways. And so what was easy for me, because I had done this, luckily I was a little bit trained in this, but I'd say, for instance, I was calling you, Terry, and I'd say, Terry, hi, it's Debbie. Do you have a few minutes, like we set up? And you'd say, yes. And I'd say, great, Terry, because I'm lucky enough to have Cindy Buck on the phone with me. And she has so much more experience, and she knows so much more than I have. And I'd really like her to be able to answer your questions, because I'm not going to know how to. And I never had one person ever, and I still haven't, ever get offended by that. As a matter of fact, they felt pretty good, I think, because I was considerate enough to have an expert on the phone with me. And so I just did that every single day. I said, I'm lucky enough to have Cindy or Tammy or Chuck or whoever was on the phone with me on the phone, and I never had any negativeness from that.
Did you find that your people started to duplicate this, or how did that go?
Yes, I taught people that, and I said, you know, it's the way you present it. If you're hesitant or you're unsure or you're not confident enough, they're going to sense that, and then they're going to, you know, think they're being ambushed, basically. That's when you get the resistance. But if you're confident and you're saying, yes, I'm lucky enough to have Debbie on the phone if I'm doing the three-way, and Debbie has been in the company since the start, and she went to the launch, so she knows a lot about this product. Everybody's very comfortable with that. And I just start right in and say, hi, whoever I'm talking to. Hi, Terry, this is Debbie. You know, how's Austin, Texas now? And I kind of put them at ease. And so it's a matter of practicing. And the more you practice, I mean, if you need to practice with someone, practice with an aunt or an uncle or mother or brother, somebody that, you know, you can practice with, and you can start being confident. And I do that with people. I do practice three ways with them, especially if they haven't had much experience, so that they don't feel nervous about it. Because a person will pick up on your nervousness right away. But if you're confident in introducing somebody who's an expert, you will not have any problem with that. And again, you can set up a three-way. You can tell them that there's a process and that if they really want to learn about this, they're going to be watching videos, they're going to be on conference calls, they're going to be talking to other people. So you can set that up ahead of time if that's more comfortable for you. I just didn't have time. I had 20 minutes a day. So I had to have Cindy on the phone with me, and we would just make phone calls until I got the people I was supposed to get. Because sometimes they wouldn't be there, of course, and they wouldn't answer the phone. And then we just tried them the next day. I just kept a list. So that's what I had to do.
And Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, but you mm-hmm. still do this same process today, am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. I don't ever change it. I don't say much if I'm introducing it. I send them a tool immediately. We have a lot of good tools, and hopefully it's not getting too confusing. But we have wonderful videos that explain it. And David Silverman, who I work with, just introduced a Six Reasons video, which kind of opens up conversation, and he brings up the six reasons why people would look at ASEA. And it's very easy after you send them that to bring that up, which reason most fits you. And it opens people up, and they say, well, I've got health challenges, and so do some of the people I love, or I need to make some money, or whatever it is. And then if they need more information, there are other tools. But I don't say much. I just try to create interest if it's me trying to talk, and then I get them on the phone with somebody as fast as I can.
Well, are you starting to hear or find more people that are? I want everybody to kind of catch this. Because you only had 20 minutes a day, there was no wiggle room. Do you find that sometimes people really overthink this thing? And because you were not in that, you didn't have the luxury to overthink it, that was more of a benefit for you to just have that 20 minutes?
I think absolutely it was. I mean, I'm looking back, I guess I am happy because I didn't want to overthink it. I just wanted to call people and tell them how great this was. And I still pretty much do that. So I don't ever, you know, if somebody says they don't have the time or the money, I can kind of smile at them and look and say, listen, I was bankrupt and I had 20 minutes a day. So is there something else you want to talk about? But I can help people. I feel like I can help people with whatever time they have. If people really want something, if they want to make this successful, then there is no excuse. You can find 5 or 10 minutes a day. You can call 1 or 2 people a day because that's virtually all you have to do. I didn't even learn the back office. I mean, I remember asking Cindy how we get paid, and she goes, you know what? If you go into your commission detail and look at it after you've been paid, you'll understand it. And pretty much that's what I did. I was like, oh, that's how I made that money.
I just got a text and somebody wanted me to ask you, how long was it that you were doing the 20 minutes a day, that you only had that time frame?
Well, I worked at Clyde's, and I signed up in August of 2010, and I quit Clyde's in June of 2012. So it was the whole time I was building the business. And I went Double Diamond in July of 2012.
Wow.
Now.
Yep.
And I need to keep going because I am not triple yet. But, I mean, what this has done for me also is the fact that my mother, you know, this doesn't keep you alive forever. My mother ended up going to my sister's house where I'm sure she wasn't drinking as much and stuff. She had a heart attack. I took care of her. I took a whole year off and took care of my mother. And I did 3-way phone calls for people, but I really didn't go out and get new people in because I wanted to be there for my mother. And she lived with me and my daughter, and I was her sole, you know, caregiver at the time. And so this allowed me to be able to do that, whereas no other job in the world would you be able to be with your mother full-time, take her places, take her to doctor's appointments, go to the hospital every day like I did, go to physical therapy every day like I did. And that's why I love network marketing, and that's why I love ASEA. And it gave me the time to do that.
Wow.
And so she is passed, and I'm back on track again. And but that's the joy of what network marketing and ASEA can give to people.
So, Deb, ASEA's got great programs to help people get focused. And I was talking to my sponsor, Marsha White, and she wanted me to ask you, which I want to know also, with the new Fast Forward program. Now, we won't get into all the details about this because y'all can find it in your back office, but how are you leveraging the new Fast Forward program for your teams now?
Well, David Silverman and I like to do a 90-day burst in the end of January till the convention, and then in September through till the first part of December. We do this twice a year. We figure that people for 90 days can be completely kind of focused on their business. And they can jump in at, you know, at different times, 30 and 60 and 90 days. And so what we're doing is we're leveraging the fast forward. We want them to be doing a fast forward continuously. And they can do, we've already had probably 6 people complete their fast forward signing up, and they got them done in 2 to 3 days, which is fantastic. And now they have to wait, you know, another few days until they can get back in because it's only every 14 days. So we are having them do the fast forward, and we are having them send out, you know, we are having them connect with 20 people. They send out David's 6 reasons video. They call to follow up to see which of the 6 reasons most relates to them. It opens up the conversation. We get them on a 3-way phone call with people to answer questions to see if they want more information or if they're ready to make a decision and want to try the product. And then we tell them the 3 ways they can become involved. There's 2 types of customers, or you can become an associate. And, of course, we explain the advantages of being an associate. And so that's how we are leveraging the fast forward. Everyone in the burst is committed to doing fast forward after fast forward after fast forward until the end of the promotion. And I think it's a fantastic, simple way to get people started. The mentor bonus makes it exciting for people to help their people get to director and director 300 and director 700. If people want to make money, that's how we're doing it. And so we've got about 120 people in this 90-day burst, and they're all on, they're all in fast forwards right now.
That's fantastic. Well, coming to the tail end of this call before we stop the recording and go to questions, what's something you'd like to share with everybody as they're listening, knowing that they could be the newest of the new or they've been in for a couple of years? What would you like to share with them?
Well, just going back to the fast forward for just a second, even if you haven't signed up and you've been in for a while, somebody in several months or even a year or something, this fast forward makes it so much easier for you to be able to reach out. You can go to the Six Reasons video, send that out to people. It opens up conversations. It just makes it so much easier. And so I would say do the inner work that you need to do. Make a decision. That's the most important thing. If you make the decision that you want to get to 1,000 a month or 2,000 a month, whatever it is that that would be your goal and your dream, if you want to be a diamond, make it that. Make the decision and just start acting on that then. Once you've made a decision, it's funny how your subconscious mind kicks in, because your subconscious mind only knows what you tell it. And so if you're telling it you're a diamond, then you open up and start having the actions to become a diamond, if that's what you want to be. And so I would just say to make the decision, start in the action steps. If you need help, reach out to somebody. Everybody starts network marketing and they're afraid. I mean, it's a completely different system and way of earning and living. And three-way phone calls aren't natural for people. There's a lot of things that aren't natural. Being your own boss, making yourself sit down and make these phone calls. So if you're having a hard time, if your sponsor is active, then call your sponsor. But if not, keep calling up until you find somebody. And if you need to go sit with them for 30 minutes a day or whatever, I have people come over to my house and they make their phone calls with me. And it's just a beautiful way to do things. First of all, you're having a good time, and they're not as nervous. And if they live far away from me, I make phone calls. They'll book me for 30 minutes, and I'll just sit and make phone calls with them. And until you get not nervous about them and until you have the confidence to do it yourself, and then you can become the leader and people can ask you that. And so reach out and don't be afraid of asking for help. There's a lot of people who are, but you're not going to be able to do this alone. I'm sure Terry Latham uses three-way phone calls, even though he's extremely knowledgeable. So, you just had me on one, actually. And so please reach out to people, get the help you want, get to where you want to be, and that's what I would say to you. Because if you can do it, if I can do it in 20 minutes a day, you can do it in 20 minutes a day also, if that's all you have.
Debbie Wetzler, you're absolutely fantastic. Thank you for taking the time for coming on to our call this evening. I know you've worked wonders for countless numbers of people who will hear this recording later, and also who are hearing it tonight. I know they're going to get this out. So, guys, get this out to as many people as you can and watch it like the people on fire, because one thing it will do is give people hope. Everybody have a great ASEA week, and we'll be back here next Monday with our president, Jerem Webb. So make sure you drive everybody to the call. Hold on one sec, and we'll open up questions. Hold on one sec.